You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball.
One ball!
The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls.
He shoots, he scores, goal.
Scoring the goals.
He shoots, he scores,
scoring the goals.
Hello and welcome to the League Podcast with William Hill. Alex Dunn and Pete Farries are here to look ahead to the best of the Championship action this weekend. Two televised games coming up in just a moment. Pete's also going to offer his thoughts on the best of the rest, if you like, in that league. We've got Gav Pochlowski and Al Ross as well looking at League One and League Two. They'll be along a little bit later, but for now the star of the show is Mr. Pete Farries. Good morning, Pete. How are you?
Good morning, Alex. I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, very good, actually. Very good, thank you very much.
Good.
We have got two games to look at. We're going to start with the Saturday lunchtime game, which is Cardiff against Leeds. Cardiff are 5-4. The draw is 21-10, and Leeds in the betting at 12-5. Obviously, a fair bit of rivalry between these two. You'd expect it to be a fairly feisty encounter. Certainly off the pitch, probably on it as well. But two sides who haven't had the best start to the season. Cardiff have looked really, really poor, particularly of late. And they got stuffed at Preston the last time that we saw them. Leeds are just being Leeds, aren't they? They win at Sheffield Wednesday and there's a lot of optimism around. And then follow that up with disappointing defeats at Forest and then at home to Huddersfield. Then managed to bounce back with a win at home to Blackburn, who are struggling. It's hard to know what to make of them, but at the same time, could you be back in Cardiff at this price?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I think the thing to say is that Leeds have won three of the last five matches. Now, admittedly, one of those was away at Luton. I do get that, but they have done that anyway. They've lost only two of the last five matches. Now, I'm not suggesting that the Leeds are going brilliantly or anything like that, because it's not, and it's just not the case. But Cardiff have lost three on the bounce now. They are the league's third lowest goal scorers, Alex, Cardiff. Mm. So they haven't really got that many goals. They've shipped six goals in two matches, including getting battered by Preston on Tuesday. So why on earth wouldn't you be with Leeds here? I mean, away from home, as of yet, okay, it's not been brilliant, has it? But it's not been awful either. They're probably their best performance of the entire season away at Sheffield Wednesday. And yeah, okay, losing at QPR, they were atrocious that day. And yeah, the loss to Forest was very disappointing. But I think you phrased it probably better than I have in any of that, which is, do you want to back Cardiff at 5-4?
Not on your Nelly.
Not on my Nelly, not on a friend's Nelly. Not on any kind of Nelly of any kind of anything. 12-5 Leeds. I mean, draw no bet is obviously a way that I love to play this kind of game. 11-8, draw no bet Leeds is just great for me. I really do like it. A couple of the enhanced odds, I do quite like Chris Wood. He's got three this season. Scored, of course, midweek as well. For him to score in Leeds to win it from 9-2 to 11-2, I will happily take that. But ultimately, I mean, again, how can you be with Cardiff? They're not a 5-4 poke. They're just not. And again, you know, a little friend of mine said, no, I said little, but a friend of mine said, well, what about them at home? Yeah, they have won one of their three home games. But do you know who they beat?
Blackburn.
They beat Blackburn. So if your only home win is Blackburn, I'm not going to take into masses of account what you can do at home yet, because Blackburn, as we know, are struggling horrendously. So, I mean, ultimately, I'm with Leeds here. I do quite like the over 2.5 match goals, and there's quite a nice play in the game with the way that both Cardiff are conceding. Leeds are scoring, but then Leeds are conceding. And I know that Cardiff are a weak side going forward, as we said, but over 2.5 and 6-5 looks quite nice. But Alex, I mean, you cannot be in any way, shape or form with Cardiff here, especially at that price.
I think it's... I don't nap on this podcast anymore. But if I was to, I would go for Leeds here, just on the outright. And that's partly because, having seen bits of Cardiff over the last few weeks, I'd be against them whoever they were playing. But the fact that they're playing a side that are also struggling, and well, I say struggling, but you know what I mean. You're getting that price on them. You know, I was expecting Cardiff, if they were against, say, a side like maybe Birmingham or Barnsley, who've made a good start to the season, then you'd be taking them to beat a poor Cardiff side. The fact that Cardiff are coming up against another side that are down there with them as things stand, and there's such a huge price disparity between the two, I'd be all over Leeds here. Yes, they're inconsistent, but I'm quite happy in a way that they are inconsistent, because Cardiff are predictably below average, if that makes sense.
Cardiff are in a very dangerous position, I think. Without putting a bit more momentum and investment into that squad, they could start to really drop backwards.
Mm.
They've been standing still for a very long time now, Cardiff.
Yeah, they have. Right, we'll move on to the tea time game then on Saturday. It's Birmingham against Sheffield Wednesday. Should be a cracker, this. Birmingham 17-10, the draw 21-10, and Sheffield Wednesday are also 17-10. The market can't split these two. The league can't do much either, really, to be honest. Birmingham and Sheffield Wednesday separated by just a point. Plenty of places between the two of them, but just a point at this stage. They've both scored 8 goals. Sheffield Wednesday have let 4 more in than Birmingham, though. And Birmingham have made quite an impressive start to the season, Pete, because they've been almost under the radar a little bit. Everyone's talking up how good Huddersfield and Newcastle of late and Barnsley have been. Well, Birmingham are just on the fringes of those teams. And I know it looks better because they're in fifth. You know, they could drop into the bottom half, perhaps, with a defeat here. But they've made a very steady start to the season, built on some decent work done last year by Gary Rowett. And Sheffield Wednesday obviously suffered playoff heartache last year and are just trying to sort of get back into the flow of things. Scored a late winner in midweek. A great comeback there. This game is tantalisingly poised, isn't it?
I think the traders have priced this absolutely correctly. I would say Birmingham start, let's not take anything away from them, because you're absolutely right. Birmingham, you know, didn't invest massively in sort of swathes and swathes of new quality players, but he's just very good, Gary Rowett. He gets his sides organised, he gets his side, you know, so they know what they're doing.
Hmm.
Their start to the season has been relatively simple. I'd say barring that Norwich game, which they won at a canter and were superb, they've not had too many tough teams to play, I don't think, early doors, but you can only beat what's put in front of you, or at least do well against what's put in front of you. I would, however, play Sheffield Wednesday here. They've taken a little while to get going, and the one thing we know about Wednesday last season, poor away, unbelievable at home, they have started to score goals. Admittedly, the last two games were both home wins, the 5 goals they scored against Wigan and Bristol City combined. But I will take that punt, because I think that Birmingham are doing really well, but I just don't know how long they can keep it up at this rate. They'll be fine. They won't be going anywhere near relegation this season, but I don't know how long they can keep going at this rate. And as much as Wednesday are always a question mark away from home under Carlos Carvajal, I will happily take Wednesday, especially with the way that they've been scoring. Now, in terms of a goal scorer, Stephen Fletcher might well be the man. I mean, he scored in, what, back-to-back games, hasn't he, Stephen Fletcher now? Mm. He's an intriguing player at 21-10. And, of course, he is part of the headline offer. Wednesday to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 with Scott... I was going to say Scott Fletcher there. That's the one I went to school with. Stephen Fletcher to score in the Sheffield Wednesday 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 victory from 7-9-1. I just think it's a great-looking way to play this. Listen, it's a tough game. And to be honest, if it wasn't a TV match, would I have picked it out? I'd have probably cowered it out of it. But I think I'd rather be with Sheffield Wednesday here. The other market I like is Clayton Donaldson. Bad recently.
Hmm.
3 this season. He's a guy who just keeps going. Takes penalties as well. Takes, I think, the occasional free kick, but mainly penalties. 7-4, Clayton Donaldson. And there, you know, there's Che Adams in there, one of the big investments, I suppose, from Birmingham's point of view. He's 23-10, the lad they brought in from Sheffield United. But 7-4, Clayton Donaldson. But I'd side with Wednesday here. Not having said that, I think this is a particularly easy game, Alex.
No, very, very difficult indeed. Could certainly see it going either way, that one. So, but you're siding just with Wednesday in that.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'd be very tempted as well by some of the handicap ties. So Wednesday to win by a goal. Birmingham +1, Wednesday -1, 16-5.
Yeah.
I could be tempted by that because I don't think that whichever team wins this, in my opinion, Wednesday, but whatever team wins this, I don't think it'll be at a canter.
No. Not at all. Very, very tight game in prospect then at St Andrews. Just before we hand back to Pete, if you like, for the rest of the Championship action, just a roundup of the Naps table so far, of course, on the League podcast. Lovingly curated by Lewis, who's been calculating who's been doing well and who hasn't. So far, Al Ross surging clear. £15.09 in profit to a £10 stake. He had a winner last week with over 2.5 goals in Luton Grimsby. The only loser last week was from Gav. He went for Millwall. They couldn't get the job done. He's showing a loss of £1.90 so far, only just in the negatives there. And the same applies for Pete, who did have a winner last week, over 2.5 goals in Reading Ipswich to kickstart his Naps table season, if you like. Very interesting to see what the three of them go for here. Pete will be putting his nap forward at the end of his Championship piece, and then we'll hear from Gav and indeed Al and their best bets for the weekend. Maybe a treble could be in the offing, perhaps. Anyway, here's Pete and the rest of the Championship.
So Barnsley at 7-5, the first place to stop for me in your Saturday 3 p.m. Championship games. Running at 21-10 and not an awful price, to be fair. They've lost as many games as Barnsley have lost this season, 2, and they haven't lost any of their last 4, winning 2 and getting over the line in both of those as well, beating Cardiff and of course that penalty fest against Ipswich. But for me, Barnsley are a side with some serious momentum. They dismantled Wolves last time out 4-0 and are looking so, so good, especially when it comes to games at Oakwell. In terms of goal scorers, well, Adam Armstrong scored a beauty the other day and looks full of confidence since his loan move from Newcastle. So for me, 2-1 at any time on Armstrong looks good. And Hourihane, who's off to goal scoring ways now at 7-2 any time, could be another pick. He has just, of course, picked up a player of the month gone. The best bet in this game, though, for me, outside of that 7-5, and probably inside of that 7-5 as well, is even money for over 2.5 match goals. Why? It's pretty simple. They are a side who, so far, matches average Barnsley 3.89 goals a match. So each of their matches, not them personally, but each of their matches averages 3.89 goals. Yes, Reading is unders, 2.29. But after the 4 they scored the other day, and of course the fact that over 2.5 would have landed in the last 5 Barnsley matches, I, for one, am willing to take a poke on the over 2.5 at even money, and I'll definitely take a poke on Barnsley at 7-5. Two sides who lost midweek, but one side, the play in Huddersfield against QPR. Huddersfield were beaten pretty late by Brighton and Anthony Knockett's goal the other day, whereas QPR, well, they were beaten very, very early and then beaten very, very heavily. Conceded 6, of course, against Newcastle United at Loftus Road, and Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank furious after that game. Huddersfield, yes, did get a little bit of a frustrating result against Brighton, but that just shows you how far David Wagner's men have come, and they have won all 3 of their home games so far this season. 11-10 for Huddersfield looks very, very nice indeed. They are certainly the pick for me. However, in 2 of those 3 home wins, they have conceded. So you might want to play the market, of course, of match result on both teams to score at 7-2, which I do quite like. But if you want a goal scorer, I think the value you'll find is in the QPR market. Sharon Cherry has 4 goals this season, including 1 in the 1-1 draw QPR last took a point in. But 19-10 is great for a man who takes free kicks, stands over some penalties, and generally speaking, gets QPR out of a great deal of goal-scoring holes. Huddersfield, definitely the play at 11-10 though. Sharon Cherry might be the man that you want to back, so why not combine the two? Sharon Cherry to score any time in this game at 19-10, but Huddersfield to win. So Cherry to score, Huddersfield to win, 9-1 in that market. Could well be worth a little bit of a nibble, but for me, Huddersfield at 11-10 with a 100% home record and QPR still trying to get over that 6-0 defeat at the hands of Newcastle means that for me, the 11-10 on Huddersfield, the way to go. Last up, and actually incredibly quickly really, who's playing Blackburn this week? Ah, Rotherham. What price are they? 5-2. Oh great, well I'll have that. Anyway, moving on, my nap of the... I'm only kidding. But ultimately, right now, Blackburn have to be opposed. 5-2 on Rotherham is great. Yes, they blew it to a certain extent against Forest. Yes, they blew it completely against Bristol City. But they are at least getting into those positions. Blackburn, do you want to back them here at 6-5? I know I don't. If the draw worries you, the draw no bet is 6-4. John Taylor got a brace midweek, so the former Peterborough and Shrewsbury man at 3-1 at any time looks interesting. And both teams to score has landed in 4 of Blackburn Rovers' last 5 games. And of course, with well, how Rotherham have been going into the lead, then losing it, both seem to score is a play as well. But I have a simple question in life right now when it comes to betting. Who are Blackburn playing and what price are they? It's Rotherham, and Rotherham at 5-2.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.
A big thanks to Pete then for his thoughts there on the rest of the Championship action coming up over the course of the weekend. We'll turn our attention to League One now. And Gav Posholowski, as ever, has been the man to look ahead to the very best of the action. He's got a treble coming up for you. And I'll hand over to Gav right now.
Another action-packed weekend in League One, and the draw is very prevalent at the moment, with 15 of 24 sides claiming the draw as their last result. And indeed, Bolton Wanderers, Bradford and Bristol Rovers all claiming their last three results to be the draw. Charlton, Millwall and Peterborough all claiming their last two results to be the draw. So the draw is rife at the moment in League One. But I'm expecting Bradford to break that run of three draws, and they are 3-4 to win at home to a Bristol Rovers side who I think are capable of scoring goals, but they've got three draws to their name in the last three games as mentioned. But I'm expecting it to be a very tough battle at Bradford, and they are 3-4 to beat Bristol Rovers. I think both teams can score in this one. If you fancy both score no draw, yes, at 2-1. Tempting, and Bradford match result and both teams score at 16-5. That is a play. The interesting thing with Bradford City is they have gone behind first in the last two games at home, and indeed the opponents have been winning at half time. Coventry 1-0 up at half time at Bradford and lost the game. Oldham 1-0 up at half time and drew the game. So if you fancy Bristol Rovers to be leading at half time and not to win the game, that is a whopping 10-1, but I'm expecting goals between Bradford and Bristol City. I'm expecting Bradford to come out on top, so they're in there at 3-4. Fleetwood Town are my second bet, and they look a little bit too big at 2-1. In fact, they are too big at 2-1 to win away at Rochdale. Rochdale, who are bottom of the table, haven't won a game so far this season. 3 points from 21 available, and they are struggling so far this season. Fleetwood Town, on the other hand, flying high in fourth, 12 points, goal difference of +5, and if Fleetwood Town win and results go their way elsewhere, they could be sitting pretty at the top of the table on goal difference, and they are just too big at 2-1 to win away at Rochdale, something they've done on two of their last three visits as well. Fleetwood Town have won at Rochdale. Generally, as a rule, between these two sides head-to-head, it's an unders game, but Rochdale are scoring the occasional goal. Fleetwood are certainly conceding away from home, and I think Fleetwood to win and both teams to score, also a big play at 9-2. Fleetwood's away form, of course. They drew 1-1 at Northampton, lost at Bolton but took the lead there, and they won 2-0 at Southend as well. So Fleetwood scoring goals on the road. Goal scorers for Fleetwood, I do fancy David Ball, 29-20 anytime, and Christopher Long seems a bit long in price at 2-1 as well, having scored 2-2. But I certainly fancy Fleetwood to win away at Rochdale at 2-1, and certainly tempted by the draw no bet Fleetwood at 6-5 as well to win away at Rochdale. Because the draw is so prevalent, I'm expecting draws in a number of games across League One this weekend. MK Dons, Oxford, a draw for me at 12-5. Oxford's form has picked up, and MK Dons conceding goals and not winning games. 12-5 for the draw there. Warsaw, Bolton. Bolton can't escape the draw. Last three games, they have drawn the lot, 9-4 for the draw. Chesterfield against Northampton, 23-10 for the draw. Northampton could be making it 32 games unbeaten in the league, a form carried over from League 2 into League 1 last season. The draw very much a play at 23-10. Over 2.5 goals, a big play between Sheffield United and Peterborough. Sheffield United scoring goals, still conceding them. Peterborough likewise. So the draw could be a play there at Bramall Lane at 12-5, but it will be a high-scoring draw if so. But my third and final bet will be Charlton in the London Derby at home to Wimbledon. Charlton are 21-20, 9-4 the draw, 12-5 for Wimbledon. A Wimbledon side who are starting to score goals, but so far this season have only got one clean sheet to their name. Charlton's last two games have both been the draw, but a very good draw, set of draws at home to Bolton and away at Fleetwood. Two tough sides in League One at the moment, and Charlton have got points from both. They'll be buoyed by that. Their previous home result was at home to Shrewsbury, where they dismissed them fairly easily by 3-0. And with Wimbledon conceding the goals that they are, I think that Charlton are just going to have too much firepower for Wimbledon to contend with. Maybe, again, Charlton to win. Both teams score yes at 100-30. Nicky Adjozi for Charlton, 13-10, seems to play. Lee Novak, goal scorer from midfield, 9-5 anytime. Even Ricky Holmes and Johnny Jackson from midfield for Charlton. Ricky Holmes, 13-5, already scored this season, as has Johnny Jackson at 3-1. And I quite simply think that Charlton are going to have too much for Wimbledon, so they're in there at 21-20. My League One treble for this weekend is Bradford at home to Bristol Rovers at 3-4. It is Fleetwood, who seem way too big, away at Rochdale at 2-1. And Charlton at 21-20 to win those games. That is just under 10-1 at William Hill. My NAP selection will be Bradford at 3-4. And I will tell you that I will be taking all three sides to win, with both teams to score in those games as well.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.
Thanks to Gav Pushlovsky there for his thoughts on League One, which just leaves me to say that Al Ross is next with League Two. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill League podcast. I'll let Al see you out with his best bets in League Two. He's going to put a treble up and his nap as well. Let's see how that gets on. We'll be back same time next week. In fact, a day earlier. We'll be back on Thursday, of course. And best luck with any bets that you have over the course of the weekend, be it in the Football League or elsewhere. I'll hand over to Al now for the final say on the weekend's action in League Two.
A blessed midweek rest for League Two sides, many of whom have been at it twice a week, every week since the season began. Sometimes that can break momentum, but I'm going to bet that it won't for one side in particular, and that is Yeovil. They got 4 points from their first two games, but none since, and were booed off the park last week after a fifth straight defeat. That was in added time to Hartlepool, which will tell you all you need to know about the flow of that game. And they're at Leighton Orient. Now, I know the Orient surge stuttered at Carlisle last week, but I cannot see that a home match to Yeovil will provide that sort of banana skin. With 16 goals already in all competitions this season, Orient to score over 1.5 goals at 17-20 looks great value. And Paul McCullum's 5 goals in 6 games, 4 of which were scored at home, makes him an anytime goal scorer price of 17-10 look big. On the outright though, Orient at 8-11 has to be the play. If that price is too short for you, here's one to interest, 21-10 at the Blackpool-Carlisle game. Outside the English Football Trophy, Carlisle have drawn 5 of their last 6. Some of those, like Accrington at home, they probably should have won. Some, like Derby away in the League Cup, they did well to get a draw in 90 minutes. It is a habit. And against the Blackpool side, who have drawn twice at home this season already, twice in their last 6 games, and have only seen a 1-goal difference in 3 of the other 4, this looks like a great time to play the X. Of Carlisle's 5 draws, none of those have been goalless, and Blackpool have seen 11 goals for or against in their last 3. That means both teams to score at 8-11, or the riskier, draw and both teams to score at 3-1, depending on how much you want to risk it. Look real value. Outright the draw, 21 to 10 is going to be the recommendation. Obviously, I can't leave today without mentioning the Devon Derby. Extra spice for this one because Plymouth's former frontman Reuben Reid has just signed for an Exeter side who are making chances but not being able to stick them away. Well, Reid did score 20 goals in two of his three Plymouth seasons. There is no price on him to score at the time of recording, but given he scored a hat-trick against Exeter for Plymouth just last year, anything odds against to score for Exeter against his former employers, well, that would interest. I cannot, though, trust an outright on a derby like that. Thankfully, though, there is a third outright price which seems to me fairly obvious, and that is Portsmouth. They have sprung right back. They've won four on the bounce in the league and are at an Accrington Stanley side who, yes, may have won against Notts County last week, but I always think it's telling when a losing manager says his side were at fault for the losing rather than saying the opposition were any good. That means the outright treble, Portsmouth at evens, the draw at Blackpool at 21-10. And this week's nap is Leighton Orient at 8-11. That will pay you out at 9.7-1.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.